Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is the 3 Basic Habits of Simple and Relaxed Productivity. In this recording, we'll take a look at what specific habits you can implement to become a far more focused and effective person, and at the same time, structure your life so you have enough time and space to renew yourself and not just become more and more worn out as the weeks and months pass. Habit number 1. Single tasking. This is one of the most obvious places where it's important to just do one thing at a time. Perhaps the most important habit to help you focus on your work is simply to do one task to completion before you start on the next task. This way you lose less energy and you don't misuse valuable time, compared to if you start with one task and then halfway through it you start with another task. In my experience, single tasking makes the work more relaxing and calm, rather than stressful and sometimes even confusing, as is the case with multitasking. It also makes it easier to hit the state of flow, when high quality work just seems to flow out of you effortlessly and you become so absorbed in what you are doing that time just seems to fly by. Working this way lets you perform well and do the task well, while at the same time you don't spend energy or fatigue your mind more than necessary. On multitasking, it should be noted that it is not always possible to single task. Single tasking is great when you write an report, an essay for school, etc. But sometimes you need to multitask. You may need to call people and schedule, plan and decide on things. You may need to check out several websites at once to do research and to connect with people. That's okay. But do it in a structured way. Schedule some time each day or every other day to do those things where you need to multitask. Let it become something you need to do for an hour, for example, instead of your default mode when you work. Habit number 2. Write everything down and use specific to-do lists. Write down everything you come up with. Don't think that you will remember it later. That's how ideas and what you need at breakfast from the store gets lost in the wind. Make a habit of writing down your ideas while you are out and about. I mostly use my cell phone and sometimes a pen and a small notebook that is always in the pocket of my coat or jacket. Use to-do lists on paper or online. I use todo.com. It's free and it's simple. When you write your to-do lists, write them like this. Prioritized. You need to prioritize so you start working on the most important things immediately when the day starts and you still have time and energy, and so that you don't get stuck in busy work instead of completing the most important tasks one after the other. Small and simple. Put 2 to 3 big items, the most important things of the day, at the top of your list. And then add small items like checking email and going food shopping for later in the day, or when there is free time between the most important tasks. Make the list specific. Make the tasks on a to-do list specific. By that I mean that you write for 1 hour on my essay rather than work on my essay. Why? Well, if you don't know when you are done with the task, then your mind gets stressed and anxious, even if you have put in a good amount of work that day. The task has to feel like it's finished for you to be able to relax fully and let go of that task. This may seem like a small detail, but over a few weeks, the feeling of not being finished with tasks can create quite a bit of negativity and low-level anxiety within. I have also found that it can rob you of a surprisingly large amount of energy that you certainly can use for something better. So be specific to be able to relax fully when you should relax. Habit number 3. The egg timer split. This is one of the most powerful habits I have found to become a much more effective person. It may sound a bit silly or too simple, but it works wonders. Here's what you do. You work focused in a single tasking manner for a specific time while minimizing distraction via a cone of silence. This means that you shut off all the communication devices that you can shut off, and also shut the door to your office. During this time, you work on the most important task of your day, and if you get that done, you start with the second most important task. You only have to make a commitment to work for 50 minutes, and during this time, there is just one thing in the world that you need to focus on. This makes it easier to get going. Since it's not a lot of time, it makes it easier to slip into a relaxed headspace where you don't feel overwhelmed by having to focus on too many things at once. Then you take a short break for 10 minutes. After the first break, I do another 50 minutes of work and then 10 minutes of rest. Then it is often time for lunch or dinner, so I take a longer break for an hour or more. Or if it's not time for a meal just yet, I relax for 30 to 45 minutes and do something completely different, like reading a book, lying down on the couch to rest, watching an episode or two of The Simpsons, or taking a walk. I do something where I switch gears and get away from the work completely. I call this the egg timer split, or the 50-10 split later on in this module, because I use my egg timer in the kitchen to measure out the focused work and rest. This hard structure with the bell signaling when it's time to switch between headspaces makes it easier to focus fully because you know that there is nothing else you need to focus on or do for 50 minutes. And to fully rest, because you feel like you need and deserve it after that focused and productive work period. You can of course use a regular stopwatch or the timer on your cell phone if you don't have egg timer available. Using a timer may sound like a small detail, but it works really well for me to be able to both work and rest as fully as I can. The timer becomes a sort of accountability buddy. You feel both accountable to the clock, but also freed by it to fully relax and fully focus on just one thing for that period in your life. It also breaks down the working day into smaller pieces where you just have to focus and commit for 50 minutes. Perfect to minimize procrastination. I have found in my own life that using the timer to make clean cuts between fully focused work and fully focused rest bleeds over into the rest of your life too, so to speak. Your mind and you learn that you should be resting fully for longer periods too, like for example on weekends and on evenings. Doing these clean cuts between work and rest starts to feel natural and becomes more of a default state of thinking about these things. You should put the timer where you can't see it and shut off the ring signal for your cell phone if you use it for measuring the time. The device should not be in your field of vision so it can distract you. Also, start slowly with this one. For the first week, just do one 50-10 split a day. Then work as you normally do. See the difference that this method makes for the results you get and gradually increase the presence of the habit in your life to not make it too hard of a transition. For the second week, try doing two 50-10 splits a day. When you are at first starting out, it may be hard to stick with your rest period. It certainly was for me. And to not think of work, working a little bit then too. But try to stick with the rest period until the timer rings again. You need your rest to remain focused and to minimize stress during your whole day and week. There are more habits you can integrate into your own life to become more effective. But these three are three of the most important ones. So focus on these three habits first.